See, you buy it bulk that way, you have to furnish your container, mm-hmm. and they put it in your container if you buy it that way. And but if it's in cans or sacks or anything like that, shut up. And then it would be by cartons or cases, sure. See.
What about something that people would make, a sweet spread they'd make out of maybe apples or grapes or something to put over toast or biscuits in the morning?
Well, that would be jelly or jams or something like that.
And something you'd have on the table to season your food with.
Well, that... I can't think of it. What they call that?
Well, what would you just have to shake and...
Oh, you talking about salt and pepper and stuff like that?
Okay.
But they had to make other stuff besides that to season your stuff with, like some kind of radishes or I don't know what to call it, or some kind of cream or some kind of... hot stuff that I've seen they put over it, like a sauce or, and well, they're different, they're a whole lot different than that, you see, that you can season your stuff put over it with. There's a whole lot of different things there that you put over it, season it with.
Louisiana hot sauce.
Huh?
The Louisiana hot sauce.
You say if you're not rich, if you don't have any money at all, you're not rich, you're...
I'm very poor, and that's the way I am.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. Father was rich. Next door was a child.
Yeah, that's the way it was. When I was a child, my father was very poor, and we lived in poverty, just like I live now. I live in poverty. I know all that stuff, but. I'll tell you one thing.
Had a chance to buy some land. Had the money to buy it a whole bit for $250.
Yes.
And now that same place up there worth $2,000 acre.
Gosh. And I think it's about 25 or 30 acres of it. They're right in that one place where we lived on it. See, they tried to sell it to them.
Some next town up there.
Yeah, right this side of town up there. Mm-hmm. And we called it the place there. Had a little white house on it. Little, three-room white house on, two front rooms and a kitchen. And then money was something. I mean, you know, if you had $400 or $500, that was a lot of money. You could just buy about anything you wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I seen him come in. He run that tar shop I told you about. See, mm-hmm. He went in business for himself. I seen him come in have $800 or $900 like that. See, and he had an old rub board sticking up there and on a sleeper. Mm-hmm. He just threw it up on top of that. He just liable to stay there for a month, see.
The rubber was on a sleeper?
Yeah, you know, in them houses, I told you, a lot of them wouldn't sell, see. And there'd be a, what they call a sleeper that went around it. And a thing stuck out about this far, see. And you could stick stuff along there if you wanted to. I mean, and Mama had her no rub board. It wasn't an old one, it was a good one. She was extra. And she just stuck it up there, see, in the kitchen part back there. Mm-hmm. Well, he just come in and just pitch that money up on top of that thing. And he could own that place and two or three more around there if he wanted it, but some way or another he didn't want it. See, he didn't buy it. They tried to sell it to him. And he should have. That's where he lost that, see. Everybody, I think, had their chance. And back then, them days, you got about a 75 cents to a dollar a day for your labor, see. Mm-hmm. And he's making about $5 or $6 a day. In other words, he's in the top bracket, see, back in them days.